Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Today, we're on the road.
That's a little bit of a road show, Mahoney. A little bit of road action happening here today in the Vegas Valley.
Sound a little stranger than it needed to. We're hanging out here at Albertson's today.
Whatever. I'm excited.
It's for a great cause. Three Square, our good friends at Three Square, are out here with us today. And today's show, in fact, pretty much all this week, the idea is to rally together some much-needed items for people across the Las Vegas Valley that maybe are food insecure, don't know where their next meal is coming from. A lot of kids in the Las Vegas Valley don't know where the next meal is coming from. And so, you know, holidays are definitely upon us. Next week is already Thanksgiving. And so before we get into all that crazy crunch time, this week it's just about trying to raise some of those necessary items.
And you know the holidays are going to be here because the weather is changing on Wednesday as well. It's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to be down in the 50s.
Oh,
so, I mean, like, today is going to be beautiful. It's like today is like the perfect day to go out. You know, if you're driving to work, you know, just swing by if you're in the southwest part of town. We're right here at the intersection of Blue Diamond and just off of Decatur. The big giant Albertsons right over there. You cannot miss
Albertsons.
Us. And there's a Black Rock Coffee over there. There's a Starbucks over there. There's also coffee all around.
There's a cigars and vape shop over there.
You know? Oh, yes, if you need to get your cigars for your Tuesday.
And you can get your kids' orthodontics done as well. There's a dentist place over
or
there.
Or if you need your morning gambling fix, Dottie's also.
Is there Dottie's?
There is a Dottie's.
Oh, see you later.
So there you go. We got it all covered today on the show.
But bring down the perishable food or the non-perishable food items and cash donations as well, representative from Three Square. Down here, and what we talk about all the time is, you know, just how far the dollar goes. Yeah, if you have a dollar that you can donate, that actually buys three meals.
Wow.
For kids right here in Las Vegas.
That's damn impressive.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
You can't even buy a taco anymore for a dollar.
Or a piece of bubble gum.
Oh, six. There's a corporate sponsor.
Match?
Wow. It's double that.
So $1 equals six meals. That's incredible.
Wow.
So, 4800 Blue Diamond. We're going to be down here all morning long.
And the entire station's going to be down here pretty much all day as well. Audrey's going to be here, and then Bossy Rossi is going to be here. So if you don't have time right now on your way to work, don't worry. You've got time all day. And we're going to be around the Las Vegas Valley all week long. So if you don't live in the southwest part of town, we're going to be in the east side. We're going to be in the north, and we're going to be out near Summerlin as well, too. So we've got the entire valley
covered.
Near
the south part of town.
Yeah.
Definitely swing through today at some point. We got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Why don't we start off with some bad news today, Dave? Since we just heard some good news.
Oh, we did. That's true.
That's true.
That's right.
This is some bad news for some poor yacht owners.
Oh, they, we feel so bad for them, right?
In Fort Lauderdale, $24 million worth of yachts went up in a fire.
So what, a third of a yacht?
Yeah.
Burned?
Does not appear that a crime was committed. The fire broke out about 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday on the larger of two boats, then spread. Then the task of cleaning up comes in. The fire department is turning the scene over to salvage crews because a bunch of these high-end boats are toast.
I mean, that's unfortunate. I mean, like, isn't it so ironic, though, that something that's on the water catches on fire? I mean, I don't take joy in anybody's stuff burning down, but it's just kind of the irony that is involved.
I don't know. I've been by a couple of marinas before where you see like a big boat sank. Have you ever seen that? Where it's just like
they just leave it there,
and they just leave it there, and you're sort of like, well, that's too bad.
They just leave it.
Oh yeah,
for
like some treasure hunter to find. They just don't go back and get it.
I see it right there.
What? Like, what's the treasure on there?
I don't know. So some good news today as well.
Waterproof Android or something.
Speaking of fires, firefighters escorted a bride to be who is stuck in traffic to her wedding just in time for the ceremony. This is down in L.A. where, you know, traffic is a bit of a challenge. The L.A. County firefighters were clearing the scene of a traffic accident that was blocking both lanes of Topanga Canyon Boulevard, and then noticed a bride in a wedding gown and her two bridesmaids walking along the side of the road.
Whoa.
Because they were just like, screw it, we'll walk. And so no guys, come on. And so sure enough, they escorted all three of them to the wedding, and they made it just in time.
Wow. Would you have the drive just to start walking to your wedding, or would you just go,
this is not meant
to be. I feel like there's just so many other options.
No, for sure. I mean, think about how much trouble you would be in.
It's traffic. It's LA traffic.
No, it doesn't matter, man. Like, you're hoofing it. It doesn't matter. You got to get out.
This marriage ain't happening. Sorry.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
leave a message after the tone.
Hello, hello. I know you're probably not big into this kind of stuff, but if you had to pick a spirit animal, what would you be? Now, I've thought about it a lot, and I think Dave would be an eagle, Audrey would be a squirrel, and Mahoney would be a polar bear. What do you guys think?
Message deleted.
I'm offended that I'm a squirrel. I feel like that means that I'm, like, scattered. Am I scattered?
I mean, squirrels are pretty fun, though. Like, squirrels are always having a good time.
No, they're, like, they're too brave for their size.
I feel like an eagle's a little too majestic. I feel like there's a lot of pressure there. I was thinking more like a raccoon.
Polar bear. I like the polar bear.
I love raccoons.
Raccoons are so great.
You are so a polar bear.
If they didn't always have rabies, like, raccoons would be the perfect pets.
I wasn't thinking polar bear for me, but I'm going to go with that. Second would be an elephant, because they never forget. They will hold a grudge until they die.
Yeah.
And
you could be like a polar fent. Give me like a combination of the both.
No, see, elephants are too intelligent.
You think so?
Yeah, and too nice.
I feel like I could paint better than most elephants.
I don't think so.
With an elephant, I would be like, yeah, that's right, bitch.
Have you ever thought about getting into a paint off with an elephant before?
I mean, I just did now.
Oh, boy.
If we could get our hands on an elephant, let's have a paint off.
Exhibit A is why you're not intelligent enough to be an elephant.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I feel like there's nothing worse than when people tell you to be somewhere at a certain time and then they show up late. And not even for, like, eating. I am helping somebody move something. And they said, hey, meet me here at this time. And I've been here for an hour and a half. I'm far too nice, but, oh, man, is it awful.
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, like, people that are late, especially the habitually late people, drive me insane. But if you're doing somebody a favor,
and
then they show up late, oh, yeah, burn it down.
90 minutes, that is insane. That is not, that only is just so selfish, but that is like they are coming at you.
Cancel the plans.
They are saying screw you in every sense of the word if they are even an hour late. You know, I mean, depending on the city that you live in. You know, like if it's L.A. or if it's a one-time thing and there's like a monster traffic accident that shut down a freeway, maybe. But even then, I feel like you tell them, hey, this traffic's not moving. Let's do this another time.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like the art of the traffic excuse has gone away.
Because you can look it up.
You just look it on your phone.
I will. When somebody says that, I pull up a map.
Uh-huh.
Really? Really? Because Google Maps says that it's green. It's green all the way down. You are full of it.
I have painted three pictures while I've been waiting.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Very talented.
So do any of you have an actual voicemail message? Like, do people do those anymore? I personally don't think I've heard an actual person on a voicemail message in a long time. So it's just like that chick letting me know to record my message after the beep.
Message deleted.
Why are you even getting that deep in, man? Like, I'll hang up after three rings now.
No way, really?
Yeah.
The only time I leave a message is when I don't want to talk to somebody. Like, I want to leave it there and say, hey, I left you a message, and not have to deal with, like, a phone call or something else.
You hate phone calls that much?
No, it's just, I mean, if I'm trying to specifically avoid somebody.
Really? I just go for the text, then.
I hate people that leave voice messages. Like, there's a guy that I work with on a project once a year, and he's the guy that will call, and he always calls and leaves a message that says, hey, Dave, call me back. Click.
Oh, no. Like, that's so 90s.
Why would you do that, man?
Yeah, just send me a text message at that point. Unless, like you're saying, it's like a long and lengthy thing that you don't need to forget.
But do you know anybody who does have like a, hey, this is so-and-so, please leave a message?
Do you remember the art of doing that, like as a family, when you all used to gather around the little answering machine, be like, hey, it's Timmy and Carol, leave us a message.
Or if they were like an exceptionally cool family, somehow they got a celebrity to... leave a message on their answering machine.
There's like a bootleg version of that nowadays. It's a website called Cameo where you can get like C-list celebrities. So now it's like Perez Hilton. Thanks for calling Dave's phone.
No, I mean they've got some pretty decent people on Cameo. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you can get Jose Canseco.
You're like, Nick Nolte needs $40.
He's in the new Star Wars movie.
I know, right?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
As we continue our live broadcast this morning for Three Square at 4800 Blue Diamond, right here, Blue Diamond and Decatur at the Albertsons. You can swing on by, make a donation. We got some coffee and donuts as well. So if you just want to get a little something this morning, every dollar that you donate equals 6 meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. Let's get to some top stories. WeWork is preparing to lay off as many as 6,000 employees starting this week.
Awesome.
So that CEO awful. Who got pushed out gets a $1.7 billion golden parachute, and 6,000 people are going to lose their jobs right before Christmas.
Well, the one upside to this, besides, because it's hard to find a silver lining in 6,000 people losing their jobs.
Of course.
I believe one of the inspectors in New York is going to open up an investigation into WeWork because there seems to be, maybe some irregularities going on here. So WeWork definitely going to come under some serious scrutiny, but it doesn't matter because this guy's like walking away with $1 billion.
So almost $2 billion. Yeah. $1.7 billion. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't forget that extra $700 million. Yeah. Forgot Gosh. About that. Sorry.
What's pretty wild is that there's about 12,500 employees recorded in June, so that means that they're going to lay off about half the workforce. Oof. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
So Burger King is being sued by vegans who are complaining that the Impossible Whoppers are cooked on the same grill as the regular beef patties, and so even though it seems like a big step forward. Yeah, the idea that they're cooked on the same grill has people upset.
Shut up.
I think that...
Shut up, you shut up.
I get it.
You don't have a meat allergy.
That's true. You don't.
You have a aversion to meat.
But they also, you're cleaning
you're going,
it.
You're going to a fast food restaurant for a vegan meal.
No, I'm with you. Like, to sue over that? Like,
oh, yeah,
I've never
no.
sued anyone in my entire life. I'm not going to sue
Shut
somebody
up.
Because the burger is cooked on the same grill.
You know what
true.
You...
True.
Like, if you have, like, a horrible allergy to something...
Then
and
don't
you tell,
go there.
And you tell
you
them...
Just don't go there. Yeah.
You don't.
Know, in advance, and they ignore it, and there's, negligence and everything else. Then,
oh, my God, it was cooked next to... it was cooked next to a burger, a regular hamburger.
This
oh my
is the
God.
Stuff that gives it, vegans a bad name.
It is.
Right?
It is.
It's dumb.
Stop it. I actually just went to a restaurant over the weekend, and they said that they had to completely, clean out their entire fryer because of an allergy. So yeah. they, clean it, and they redo it just to make sure, to ensure. So in those cases, I feel like
when
sue.
They mess something up and your order's going to take too long,
right.
that's
what you have to clean out the fryer.
Yeah, there was somebody who had an allergy.
Hey,
sure.
We got a discount. I'm
sure.
cool for it.
I'll say this. I've tried the Impossible Burger from Burger King. I can tell no difference between that and the regular Whopper.
Really?
Because it's real meat, from what we're hearing.
Yeah, it's cooked on the same grill.
No, it is cooking something on the same grill and having meat in it are two completely different things. And I feel like this is just a real long stretch here. And also, by continuing to do this, you know what you're going to do? A lot of these places are going to go, well, you know what? It's not worth our time and it's not worth our money to have these vegan products out there. So we're just going to do away with them. So you're actually doing yourself a disservice by trying to sue them, and you're just going to end up with less options.
Or you're just going to have your burger cooked on a George Foreman off in the corner somewhere.
Here, it's all microwave all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. No meat was around that.
The Las Vegas Stadium Authority met on Monday, and it was revealed that the NFL has accounted for $399.3 million in sales of seat licenses.
That's 100%, right? I think, isn't that what they were topping out at? Because I was looking at the percentages of the funding,
no,
and that said 100%.
It's at 200%. So the initial budget for the project called for $200 million in seat license revenue. It's at about $400 million.
That's insane.
It's wild. And so if they took this stadium and all the seat licenses, it's at 200% right now, and they sold it four times over, it would still be less than that golden parachute of the WeWork guy.
Wow.
Isn't that disgusting?
Wow.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're looking at the pretty close to the entire – you're looking at the entire project is coming up, what, 1.7, 1.9 is what they were projecting it at?
Almost two, so 1.97 yeah. billion. So they brought in some additional enhancements like furniture and fixtures, technology, food service upgrades. They build out certain unassigned spaces in addition to the sponsor signage and other fixtures. But to say that things are going well with the stadium – from a Raiders perspective, would be a pretty big understatement. Like, it's going exceptionally well.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, too.
Have you driven past it
recently?
Oh, yeah. It looks awesome.
Isn't that Dean Martin off to the side there? Yeah. I'm trying to get as close as I possibly can so I can see what it looks like.
I just don't want to hear any excuses from the county commission or any other politicians next time they say we can't fund schools. Because we can find a way to fund.
If we can
find $750 million, guys, don't be cheap. Invest in your education of the children. It's only going to come back and help the Valley out.
I feel like for every pro, you know, football, baseball, whatever it is, basketball arena that we build here in Las Vegas, we should have to build one equal school just like that.
Like, oh, have one
really kick-ass elementary school on the east side of town.
A stadium school.
Yeah. What is this, Texas?
Do it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
Time for a round of Fake News Farah here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Dustin is our contestant today. What's up, Dustin? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well, except you got my name wrong.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Okay.
Cool.
What's up, Jeremy?
Hi. Okay, that was my fault, guys. My fault there. That was me.
All right, Jeremy. No, your name is Justin. That's the first piece of fake news.
Just roll with it, man.
All right. So I got three stories for you. All of them sound like they are fake. Only one of them actually is. How is your radar for spotting fake news?
That's pretty good.
Okay. All right. So again, I've got three stories here. You're trying to figure out which one of these is fake. Story number one: an Ohio woman is accused of trying to steal a Christmas tree by hiding it in her pants. According to a police report, 43-year-old Wanda Brown took a 7.5-foot-tall, slim Yuletide pine Christmas tree with her inside of the store's restroom with the intent of putting it in her pants and stealing it. Unfortunately for her, the struggle was too great, and she lost consciousness in the process. She was found lying on the floor in the middle of the restroom by other customers, who immediately called 911. Wanda Brown was transported to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center for exhaustion and quickly recovered. She has a long criminal record, including several larceny charges, as well as other crimes like possession of counterfeit documents and even impersonating a police officer. But I like that she was so vigorously trying to steal this Christmas tree by hiding it in her pants that she passed out.
Maybe she was just excited. It is the season of giving.
Yes, it is. Another one here for you, Jeremy. A naked Florida man was baking cookies on a George Foreman grill, and he says that he is responsible for the fire in his apartment. The incident happened near Niceville, Florida, which is just outside of Destin. Firefighters responded to a smoke-filled home. When the man answered the door, naked, he told firefighters, "I'm sorry," and then shut the door. Police then arrived and entered, found several items inside the house on fire. He admitted that he had been consuming some vodka, 2 liters of vodka specifically.
Jeez.
Had some weed, and then decided he needed to make himself some cookies.
He had the munchies.
Yeah.
That's right.
The man was not injured. He said that he was detained, though, because he did light his house on fire, causing a hazard not just to him, but also to his neighbors.
I mean, have any of you ever baked cookies on a George Foreman
Never.
Before? I feel
no.
like the only thing I've ever
no.
tried to cook on a George Foreman was, like, a really crappy grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese, yeah.
Yeah, just a really awful grilled cheese and a burger that just got grease everywhere.
All right, Jeremy, so we're through two here. Does the Christmas tree or the naked guy, either of those sound fake or real to you? What's striking you
right
now?
The Christmas tree is definitely fake because that would have to be a pretty big woman to shove a 7-foot tree.
What if it's
down
a peanut now? Style Christmas tree, though?
Mm. It was the slim Christmas tree.
It could have gone through one part of her pants up and around the leg down to the other.
It's a 7.5-foot tall slim
okay.
Yuletide.
Okay,
all right. So the final one here is, and keep in mind, Jeremy, only one of these is fake. Final one here is Carlos Rodriguez, 31. He was arrested in Miami on arson and first-degree attempted murder charges. Police say that he set a mattress on fire in his duplex with 2 people inside of the house at the time. Officers found Rodriguez in the backyard of the home and took him into custody. Far from his first brush with the law, Rodriguez shot to internet stardom a couple of years ago after his 2010 arrest for solicitation of a prostitute. In his mugshot, the entire front portion of his skull is sunken in, like a giant scoop was taken out of his head, and so they call him Happy.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. That's the worst name.
Rodriguez, so a.k.a. Happy, said that he got the injury after driving high on drugs and crashing his car into a light pole in Miami. A Miami-Dade County judge set his bond at $30,000 for the latest offense and sent him to a local hospital for mental evaluation.
How are you going to arrest a dude with half a head for soliciting a prostitute?
Let that man happen.
I mean,
yeah, he ain't going out to the bar and picking up a chick.
Nobody is swiping on him on Tinder. That is damn
Maybe somebody was swiping so much that's how the temptation is.
I mean, he clearly has a good side, right?
This, hey, parents, this is why you got to be careful with your kids. Don't drop them.
Don't drop them. Oh, my God.
No, you guys. He messed up his head by driving into a pole while driving high on drugs.
Well, don't do that as well, parents.
All right, Jeremy. Jeez. Only one is right. Fake. Which one is the fake news today?
I'm going to say the first one's definitely fake. But the second and the third one, I'm not too sure. I don't know. Is number two real?
So two of them are real. Only one of them is fake. So which one do you think is fake?
I'm going to go with number two being fake.
You sure about that?
Number two was the naked guy with the George Foreman grill. So number one was the woman with the Christmas tree. Number two was the George Foreman grill. Number three is half.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm confused. Number one is fake. Number two and three are real.
You did it, Jeremy. You got it right. Congratulations.
Good job.
Make the dude who's drunk on vodka, high, cooking cookies on the George Foreman grill, absolutely real, and Haffy also a real thing as well. So, yeah, the woman did not pass out while stealing a 7.5-foot Christmas tree. Well done, Jeremy. Congratulations to you. You win today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So three top Jeopardy champs all going to face off in ABC's greatest of all time tournament.
They heard us yesterday.
That's right.
We predicted this and one day ago, and now it's happening.
So Jeopardy James, along with Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter, are going to face off in a primetime greatest of all time tournament on ABC in January, making the first network airing of the original Jeopardy in 30 years.
Wow.
But, yeah, so it's going to be kind of a big deal. And I'm curious if maybe this is going to be like a send-off for Alex Trebek?
No, I just got really emotional thinking about it.
That sucks. I mean,
but if you're going to do it, right? I mean, like, bring together the biggest champions of the game in the history of the game and let him do it on his terms. I don't know if that's the case, but it would just seem appropriate if they decided to do that.
It seems like, you know, there's a lot of factors. I mean, the fact that, you know, you have Jeopardy James, who had such a, legendary run earlier on, last year and this year, just winning the Tournament of Champions, plus Ken Jennings, who's been a household name for a while, and that Brad Rutter guy, who's also pretty popular as well. So I think this is going to get a lot of eyes on it. I think this is going to be a big-time deal. I know I'm gonna record it.
I'm tuning in for sure.
Like, is it? I wonder if it's going. Is it a one-day thing? Because I feel like you can't just go
one day.
It's got to
be a week long, right?
Got to be.
You got to go a couple days with those three dudes.
I need a week long. I need a Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's how it goes. The player with the most combined winnings from the two games wins the match, and the play continues on successive nights, except Monday, until one of them has won three matches and takes home the $1 million prize.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, so it's kind of like tournament style, you know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you got to win two in a row and a minimum of three.
So it could last only 3 days if somebody comes in and just wrecks shop, which is pretty cool with arguably the greatest Jeopardy minds competing ever against each other. Or it could get strung out like the World Series, where it goes for like 7 full days.
Can we just ask them the Kid Jeopardy questions?
I was going to say, what kind of questions are they going to ask?
If you've got those three dudes, and you know Jeopardy's already pretty hard to begin with, unless you're just, you know, the category. But when these guys, between the three of them, I guarantee you that somebody's going to get do you think any questions go unanswered in that match?
I think you have to throw in like 4 Nicki Minaj questions just to screw with them. You have to. So Kanye West purchased another ranch in Wyoming, this time for $14.5 million.
Wasn't he just bankrupt like last year?
No, he was saying he was, which he's full of it.
Yeah.
You know, like
you're that Mark Zuckerberg was supposed to be helping him out with it. Like
Kanye West is
he's mentally ill.
He's off his rocker. Man.
He literally is. There is something that is going on with that dude that he and just because he's a celebrity that people pay attention to him now. I mean, the guy was one of the greatest, I would say, you know, in the early part of the 2000s, greatest hip hop artists that we've ever seen. But the guy has just fallen so far and lost his mind. There is something wrong with Kanye West.
So the new house that he bought, it's on 6,713 acres and includes ample hunting and fishing opportunities in Bighorn County. It's 80 miles away from a small neighboring community called Cody, Wyoming. It's a 5-bedroom, 4-bath mansion, complete with a commercial kitchen, wraparound deck, massive wood-burning fireplace. Another 3 cabins are located nearby and can sleep 4 to 6 people comfortably.
That's what I want to see. I want to see them out on this this giant plot of land and have Kim out there trying to hunt. really good. They're, like, I love that they said that this was a feature. No one in that family is going out there to learn how to hunt.
He was. They were scalping tickets to his performance or his appearance at Joel Olstein's church down at
Wait, they were selling tickets to that?
Houston or
scalping them. They were scalping them for up to $500. But here's the really disgusting thing about that. You know, Kanye West knows nothing about how this country works. And he was on stage with Joel Olstein, who is a shyster to begin with. No, there is no religious leader who should be who should have millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars while there are hungry people, first and foremost. Second of all, he was saying that the problem with America is that there's not forced prayer in school anymore, in public schools. Kanye West got on stage and said
Christianity
those words.
Prayers.
He also dubbed himself the greatest artist God has ever created while on stage. Jeez, so, you know,
there's a distinct, you have the religious freedom to worship whatever you want in this country, but there's a distinct separation of church and state, Kanye. If you would have taken 4 minutes in any social studies class, you would have learned
which
that.
Which is insane, because he is a pretty smart guy, so I feel like he's just talking out of his ass right now.
He's trying, like the Sunday services stuff, this is all the beginning of a cult, man. It's cult of personality, it's gross. And I am done with that dude and that family.
LeBron James also getting a lot of bad press recently, and rightfully so because of all that stuff with, you know, China and putting profits over people and everything else. Meanwhile, he was had some photographs taken of him in Los Angeles sipping $3,000 cognac. So, you know.
Oh, okay, because you really care about the people. Goodness gracious.
Again, another guy who has just really shown his true colors. The stuff that's going on over in Hong Kong right now, I mean, you are seeing so many people who are just being assaulted and just
students
maimed.
Just shot down. They're closing schools.
They're being maimed there, and it's sad to watch that this is happening here in the world in 2019. And it's a real issue. China's got some real real crazy human rights violations, and I'm just done. I'm done with LeBron, too. You know, he showed his true colors. He's like, people are losing money. Me, I'm losing money.
As if a billion dollars is a complicated market. You're like, well, what about the human right violations that are just blatant over there? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I hope you can sell another pair of shoes so that way you can continue to sip your $3,000 contract.
And remember, $1 billion. Yeah. We talked about this. If you're making $100,000 a year, which is a great living by any accord, it would take you 10,000 years to earn $1 billion. So
without spending a penny.
Not a single penny spent. So, LeBron, I think the heat that's headed his way is certainly warranted.
And finally, Marvel is going to release 4 movies a year after 2020. I know that you're a big movie buff when it comes to specifically with, you know, the superhero movies and Marvel and everything else. Is that too many in your opinion?
No, I don't think so. I think that's perfect. 1 a quarter every 3 months. I think that's a great release schedule for Marvel. And if you're able to continue with the quality that we've seen so far, you know, under the current Marvel Cinematic Universe, I don't think we've seen really anything that has bombed. And I think they've only gotten better, even with some of these like tertiary characters. Like, who would have ever thought that Ant-Man was going to be a monster star? Like Paul Rudd as
Paul
Ant-Man.
Rudd is,
as Ant-Man.
But Paul Rudd is so charming.
Oh, I love Paul Rudd.
And that's why the casting is so good. The writing is right where it needs to be. I think 4 movies a year, plus tied in with the Disney Plus, everything from Disney Plus, too, because there's going to be a lot of Marvel series that are going to be released on there as well. So, I mean, Disney really has pegged it, like, you know, like figured out the formula to make a whole lot of money and bring people the entertainment that they want. It's funny how that works. Giving people what they want in entertainment, people are going to spend their money.
Do you think it's going to go straight to Disney Plus or to movies? Is it going to go to silver screen or?
Oh, it's all. There's 4 movies that are going to be out
because
they're still making billions of dollars worldwide every single movie that they release, and I don't see that stopping anytime soon. They'll all go to Disney Plus shortly after. But they're still going to make, you know, a billion or two at the box office, depending on the franchise.
You don't think that people are going to get burnt out on them?
No. I mean, we got 22 movies over the last 10 years and way more than that over the last last 5 years.
Right.
We've had like half of those. I think that that's a perfect release schedule. I think there's enough diversity as far as the franchises are concerned. There's something for literally everybody. Somebody might not be about Spider-Man, or somebody might not be about Captain Marvel, or somebody might not be about Doctor Strange, but there's something for literally everyone. That's the thing about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's just diverse enough that there's literally something for everybody.
swing by, say hello to us today. We're at 4800 Blue Diamond, Blue Diamond and Decatur, hanging out here all morning as we raise funds and food for our friends at Three Square. Cash is king, so if you can swing by and even drop $1 into the box.
Six meals.
That's six meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. We got coffee, we got donuts. Swing by and say hello. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
No! Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Terry?
There was a certain person. A person so vile and arrogant. The middle ground between horrible and useless. A culinary and retail nightmare. A person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
These are all real reviews from establishments across our fine country, and specifically from women named Karen, that are very upset because they have not been treated well.
They feel like they have been done a wrong, Dave, and that they need to let the world know that they will be heard.
And so they take to social media. Sometimes it's Yelp, sometimes it's Google. They post these reviews. These are all real reviews. And again, the establishments that we're talking about, overall, very well reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
But not by Karen. The first one here is Joanne's Fabrics. It's from Akron, Ohio.
Which, so who doesn't, dramatic.
Which, who doesn't love a Joanne's Fabrics?
4.5 out of 5 stars.
I mean, that's a well-rated Joanne's Fabrics.
Amanda said 5 out of 5. Loved Joanne's. Thought the mothership on Darrow was the best. This one definitely takes the cake.
Me too.
Yeah. Jennifer B., 5 out of 5 stars. I come here for all my fabric needs and can always find what I'm looking for.
That's right. That Joanne's nice? Got us covered. Got
to make the quilts.
Mm-hmm.
Karen R. seems to think things a bit differently, though, about Joanne's Fabrics. 1 out of 5 stars. Joanne's is a nice store with a lot to look at. However, I am extremely angry with their employees and customer service. Was in there a few weeks ago and purchased a candy bar along with other stuff. When I opened it 1 hour later, it looked disgusting. Had to be inconvenienced and bring it back to the store a couple of days later to get a refund. When I walked into the store, the lady asked me what's wrong with the candy bar in a really cocky way. Really? Never said sorry, not once. I had another employee take care of me, and still, no apology. Hey, management, how about you teach your employees some good customer service?
That's so drama.
Can you, you open a candy bar and then you brought it back a couple of days later?
Could you imagine returning a half-eaten Twix?
No.
That's what you get for ordering or buying a Mars bar, Karen, because you know Karen is buying a Mars bar.
For sure.
Or a Milky Way. Garbage. Yeah. Garbage candy.
Almond Joy.
No, how dare
Almond
you.
Almond Joys are good.
Almond Joys are good.
Hop on that train. Yeah.
Do not defame Almond Joy.
She got $100,000.
She
brought it back.
$100,000 a bar is pretty good, too.
Okay, don't, Mahoney.
I feel like it's an underrated candy bar.
Next up is a Taco Bell in Sukasuna, New Jersey.
Sukasuna.
4 out of 5 stars. Yep.
I'd like to visit there.
Gwen S. said 5 out of 5 stars. One of the more cleaner, maybe even spotless Taco Bell locations I've ever been to.
Okay.
Paulo G. said 5 out of 5. Went to this Taco Bell at 12:57 a.m. knowing that they close at 1. Was just so hungry, and yet somehow they took care of me.
Really?
Yep.
3 minutes left to go, yep. And they still came through in the clinch. Taco Bell, you the real MVP in Sukasuna.
Karen A. 1 out of 5 stars. I've been a vegetarian for 12 years, and I used to love this Taco Bell. Well, this morning, I went and ordered a breakfast burrito with the meat. It was on the screen and everything, but the employee put the meat in it. The manager, very short with me, and said, "Sorry, we'll fix it for you. There is nothing short of a big deal here. If I ate it, it could make me very sick." They offered me a refund, but also very short and blunt about it. "I don't care if there is a line. You need to help me. I'm the customer. Be more kind to vegetarians, Taco Hell. You've lost a customer forever."
But wait, so she ordered a meat product and then got angry because it came with meat.
And then
meat.
They said, "Sorry, we'll fix it for you and we'll give you a full refund." Still furious.
I do like Taco
Karen.
Bell.
I'd love Taco Bell, man. Like, what? Like, what do you expect? Did she think it was going to come with black beans? Did
right.
you order it that way, Karen? Come on.
Next up, Sophia's Kitchen in Scottsdale, Arizona. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Rochelle D. said 5 out of 5. Been here about 3 times. It's a great experience every time. Love to come here for happy hour with my girlfriends. The ravioli and caprese are
Ooh,
delicious.
Love a good happy hour. In
Jennifer R. said 5 out of 5 stars. Love, love, love Sophia's Kitchen. The entire restaurant has been upgraded from the previous restaurant, and it is absolutely stunning.
Coming in with the upgrade, Sophia. Scottsdale.
Well, you know who disagrees with that?
Karen.
Karen O. 1 out of 5 stars. Super slow service. They have 2 huge tables that could sit 6 in front of one of each other in the community seating area, but they don't. After asking 2 women who were dining outside if I could sit with them at their large table, the owner came out and told me that the table was a private table and it was awkward, uncomfortable, and really embarrassing. Maybe I just wanted to make some new friends. Maybe have a sign on the table that says they are private. That's what I would do. I just wish that I went to a place that was out on the street, that had nice seating for everyone, where I could make new friends. Just wanted to sit outside, but the manager was rude. Never coming back.
Oh, no.
Lady, you sat down at somebody else's table unannounced when they were in the middle of their meal. Get out of here, Karen.
Yeah, I feel like
God.
I feel like I would assume she was on drugs. Like, who are you?
What are you doing? Did you leave? I just want to eat my Caprese board.
Oh, God. Everything is wrong with that.
Oh.
And finally, this is a Jack in the Box from Alton, Illinois. 4 out of 5 stars.
Is it Alton or
Alton? Alton, what?
A-L-T-O-N?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just outside St. Louis.
Okay. Vince B. said, 5 out of 5 stars. Biggest thing I love about Jack in the Box is the sheer variety on the menu. Love this place. Food was fresh.
I mean, onion rings, mm-hmm. egg rolls.
Yeah, come
you
on
get those
now.
Cheddar potato Look wedges. Oh, and boy. The 2 tacos Ooh-wee. For 99 cents still. You the real MVP, Jack in the Box. Mm-hmm.
Renee D. said 5 out of 5 stars. You can never go wrong with Jack in the Box. Tacos and egg rolls. Classic, unique, truly a Jack in the Box original.
Those egg rolls are no joke.
Karen T. 1 out of 5 stars. What is a yumbo yak? If you're going to work with the public, at least learn the English language and do your job. Mm-hmm. The best part? She misspelled learn. She put lean the English language.
Oh, gosh.
What are the managers thinking hiring people with mostly no English at all? If you want to work at Yak in the Box, learn to articulate the J sound. Many toddlers are able to do it. You should, too. Just want my food pronounced right.
Ew.
All right, you xenophobe.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like typical Alton to me.
And that is today's Karen Cross.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So as we're hanging out today here at 4800 Blue Diamond, Blue Diamond Indicator at the Albertsons, raising funds for our friends at Three Square through the Four Corners Food Drive, we welcome you to stop by, say hello. We got coffee, we got donuts, it's all complimentary. And for every dollar that you're able to donate, that equals 6 meals for hungry kids.
Unbelievable.
Right here in the Las Vegas Valley. Also, canned food items, non-perishables, things like that. If you want to make that kind of donation, that also works. But would love for you to swing through and say hello.
And one of the things I love about Three Square is their backpack program. You know, when you have kids who are going home, who are food insecure, that's one of the programs that they've always had over there that they help out with. It's amazing because nobody wants to think about kids here in Las Vegas who don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Especially over the holidays.
Yeah,
especially
over the holidays. Absolutely. Anytime, but especially during the holidays.
So the land deal for that $7.5 billion high-tech development that's happening here in Las Vegas, strangely, there hasn't been a lot of details released yet about this land deal. So representatives for the developer, who again has supposedly a long history of fraud in Florida, they wanted to buy 210 acres from the Seven Valleys Realty and American West Homes on South Las Vegas Boulevard. And the owners of those companies came together and said, yes, it's happening, Las Vegas Boulevard and Cactus. But again, the person that's supposedly behind this $7.5 billion high development city with the self-healing sidewalks and the magic palm trees mm-hmm. and blah, 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 swears that it's all real. But yet somehow there's just not a lot of details available yet.
Well, this is the exact same thing that they were trying to do in Florida, correct? They like said, mm-hmm. hey, this is not even legit, even in the least bit. She got caught, and now
isn't this like
it's a futuristic and environmentally sustainable mixed-use development. I mean, we're talking about a $7.5 billion. That's like
what we paid for like
3 Raider stadiums.
Not only 3 Raider stadiums, you're also looking at the whole like Aria complex over there, which was
City
know,
Center
yeah,
and all
City
that,
Center,
yeah,
which
yeah.
was absolutely massive right at the peak back there in like 2007, 2008. I'm like I said, I will hold my breath. I hope I'm wrong because I think if we put something that's I think that is a prime space down on Las Vegas Boulevard, right over there near the South Point as well, and it's close to my house, so I would appreciate a nice mixed use area over there. But I don't think
I feel like it's just going to be a big hole. Like I feel like they're going to start digging. thing, and then they're just going to go, oops.
You're not even going to break ground.
No.
As of Friday, no permit applications were submitted to the county related to the construction of Blue Tech Park, according to a spokesman for Clark County. So
hold my breath.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the under on this one happening, Mahoney.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm out of breath already.
The Hard Rock Cafe has a
lung capacity not very good.
The demolition of Hard Rock Cafe has begun. So
saw that
it is a 2 week long demolition of the cafe, but they actually took like the big old shovel and put it through the roof of that thing yesterday.
I mean, it's not quite as dramatic because the guitar's not there.
Yeah,
you know, if the guitar was still there and they're like taking it down, actually, no, they
should have. Nicolas Cage would have flown an airplane into it, like at the end of Con Air.
They should have got, like, a giant, like, one of those giant inflatable Godzillas to come and smash the guitar. Like Rockstar cool. style, you know? Yeah. That would have been cool. But, you know, it's just kind of anticlimactic. But it's going to be closed down for, what is it, 6 months, something like that?
Yeah, so, I mean, Virgin Hotels, you know, coming in and taking over the entire Hard Rock. The Hard Rock Cafe, you know, has been there for a really long time, and that is now officially going to be removed, and something new is going to be put in there. But even the entire Hard Rock Hotel is going to close down. So right after the Super Bowl is when they're going to close down, like you said, for about 6 months is the plan, planning to reopen in the fall of 2020. So the Virgin Hotels will open with over 1,500 rooms, a newly designed 60,000-square-foot casino, 5 acres of outside space and pools, outdoor events, more than 130,000 square feet of events and meeting space. Pizza Forte, Nobu, MB Steak will all stay. There'll be a new state of a slate of food and beverage options as well that'll be announced later this year. So,
any word on the joint? What's going to go on there? Are we going to see? Is there still going to be a music venue? Do you think? Or, you know, I mean, we have a lot of music venues in this town, probably more per capita than any other city our size. Curious if that continues to go that way. But also, you know, I just kind of wonder. You know, we saw the $700 million renovation of the Palms, and I wonder if Virgin is going to back off this a little bit, because, I mean, the Palms literally could not look nicer. They could not have cooler properties inside there. The Pearl's one of the best venues in the city, and
I think if there's any lesson to be learned from the Palms, it's don't pay Marshmello $60 million. But other than that, I mean, the Palms is great now.
No, I know I'm saying that, but I'm saying it's
aesthetically.
Aesthetically and everything in there, it's amazing. Prime, or, you know, Scotch 80 Prime is in there. But I'm just curious if anybody's going to take note for a non-strip property, if they're thinking twice about how much they're looking to invest in the renovation.
Interestingly, there's about, you know, almost 2,000 team members that work there, and the company is offering a stick around and come back program, giving a retention bonus to employees that stay through February of 2020, and executives say they believe the vast majority of the team will come back to work at the newly renovated property. So I like that they're giving them the ability to come back and work at Virgin whenever it does open.
Yeah, that is nice. I like that.
Researchers have come up with a true formula for calculating the true age of your dog, and it's not just taking the years times seven. Yeah.
Oh.
Using this formula, an 18-year-old dog would be 77, and a 2-year-old dog would be 42 in human years. So they age basically a lot quicker, but then it slows down after that.
Oh, that's good to know.
The team did find that there were periods in the dog's life where the clocks didn't match humans, including during puberty as they mature much earlier in their lifestyle cycle than humans. Researchers even say with the issues around puberty, their formula is still more accurate than just the dog age plus seven myth.
But your dog's 2 years old and he's already 42.
Yeah.
Your dog at 2 years old is going through a midlife crisis?
Yeah, my 3-year-old does not act. What would that be?
Does he have a Corvette?
He does have a Corvette.
Bald spot on a Corvette.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
What nice people. So we're out here at 4800 Blue Diamond, Blue Diamond and Decatur, and nice young lady just swang by and dropped some money in the box for 3 Square. Every single dollar that gets donated is 6 meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. Had a very generous individual stop by earlier, drop $100, and that's 600 meals.
Think about that.
600 meals for
hungry
kids.
That is almost enough meals for an entire year for, like, 2 kids.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
That's great, man. So generosity is fantastic to see today, and let's keep it rolling. So we're going to be out here throughout the rest of the morning. And then tomorrow we're going to be at a different location, but right here at Blue Diamond Decatur all day today. So Bossy Ross mm-hmm. are going to be out here later this afternoon. Audrey hanging out
yes.
in the midday. So we'd love to have you swing on through it. Whatever point is good for you today and pretty easy to get to, like I said, Blue Diamond and Decatur. Let's hop into the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so I was on a flight a couple weeks ago. It was only a two-hour flight, but the dude next to me took his shoes off. I mean, he still had socks on, but still, come on, man, put those things away. You don't need to take your shoes off. You've been sitting on a plane for an hour.
Message deleted.
I don't understand it. So, look, I get if it's like an international flight or something and everyone's got the beds that they lay down in because those, like, you know, beds are designed or, like, even the seats that really recline back if you're going to be on a plane for – like 9 hours, mm-hmm. I get it. But you're going to Burbank, man. Keep
right.
your shoes on.
It's
you don't
so
need
foul.
To be that comfortable. Like, gross.
The people who take their feet off or they even put their feet up on, like, this is why I don't like touching anything on a plane because you don't know whose nasty-ass feet have been touching what. And I don't even have a thing about feet, but keep your damn shoes on. Keep your socks on especially. And did you see the viral photo that went around, what was it, last week?
Yep.
The woman who had a pair of feet above her oh. seat. I'm going to punch
that
your foot.
That doesn't even look comfortable.
I'm just going to
take a butane lighter.
Something. I wish there need, like, the social etiquette. Like, this is the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, social norms have just eroded so completely in this day and age that, like, we have to put these things down as rules. Like, what used to just be common sense and common courtesy and social norms, those have gone away because everybody is just so fixated on their own comfort. They don't think about anybody outside of them.
Do you really think so, or do you think that it's just because there's social media now?
No.
We see so much more.
I feel like we used to shame people, and I feel like that with, you know, these social.
Bring back the good old days of shaming.
Yes.
People. There you go.
Absolutely.
You'll get punched in the face probably by their big toe. Like, that's just something that I'm not trying to be a part of.
No, man.
At
like,
all.
Like, don't be nasty.
Don't be nasty.
Don't be
Please
nasty.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I literally judge every person I see walking around with a big gulp from 7-Eleven. Like, they are a particular set of people, but I feel like I know, like, literally everything about them. And it's also obvious they've eaten the 7-Eleven hot dogs, too.
Message deleted.
Aren't you a big advocate for the 7-Eleven hot dogs or just gas station hot dogs in general, Mahoney?
The 7-Eleven hot dog is a saver and a pinch, I will say. You know, I wouldn't say that's my first choice of hot dog.
Well, of course not. You like the big old, what's the bang bang place that you in, the weenie place that you in?
Dirt Dog.
Dirt Dog.
Had
yeah.
dirt,
I'm sure that's
dirt,
probably your
had
first
dirt,
pick.
Had Dirt Dog yesterday. But I will say, I will give you a pro tip. If you are going to get a hot dog from 7-Eleven, you got to do the nacho cheese on it. You got to put the cheese from the nachos on the hot dog. That is the only way that thing will be. It makes it exponentially better.
And pick up some Pepto Bismol while you're in there as well. Apparently.
I mean, you know what you're in for. Nobody should be surprised what happens after you eat a 7-Eleven hot dog. Nobody.
Prayers.
But when you're in a pinch, it will do its job. And about the 7-Eleven big gulps, there. I mean, you really cannot beat the price of a big gulp at 7-Eleven.
The value is there. I just don't ever feel like I need that much refreshment.
Fluid.
What if you're going on a long road trip?
It's terrible.
Even
like,
worse,
you're
gonna stop and pee every
yeah.
mile.
Well, luckily, the big gulp's big enough. You
oh,
finish it, and then there
don't.
You go.
Oh,
two for one.
Don't.
This Mountain Dew tastes funny, Dad.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
Well, we knew it was going to happen, but it is officially pushed through. The Blackstone Group has completed the $4.2 billion purchase of the Bellagio here in Las Vegas. So
Whew.
They have bought it from MGM, and then MGM's like, man, you mind if I lease that back? So that's
Can
what's
I put
going
this on layaway?
So the Blackstone Group, if you're not aware, it's just like a big hedge fund, essentially, like just a big.
Don't they have like $4 trillion in assets or something that they manage?
It's insane how much money that they manage. But I do have a very small amount of money in Blackstone, so I think I can walk into the Bellagio now and say that I own the place.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
I don't think that's how that works, but you know.
Technically.
But good luck. Good luck, my friend. Good luck.
Under the terms announced October 15th, the Las Vegas casino operator will get some cash, obviously. We'll also have a 5% ownership stake in the joint venture and the $4.2 billion in cash. MGM has leased back the Strip property, continues to operate it, known for, of course, the fountains mostly, but mm-hmm. all the stuff inside. Bellagio is, you know, one of the crown jewels, I would say, of MGM Resorts, but they needed some more cash on hand, so nothing really changes operationally. Everyone that works there, from our understanding, is going to keep their jobs, which is what we care about. Like, I don't really care about these big casino moves because it's just so far above our pay grade that who cares? Okay.
But we care, like, about the thousands of people who are employed by each one of these properties.
Lots of great people work at those establishments, and are a big reason why the city runs so well and why Las Vegas has as good of a reputation as it does. And so the fact that, you know, everything looks to be business as usual for a lot of people at MGM Resorts, that's great news. Well done.
The rumor when they were talking about possibly removing the fountains, though, was the dumbest thing I have ever heard. It's one of the most iconic things on the Las Vegas Strip.
Absolutely.
You don't get rid of one of the most iconic things on the Strip when, you know, it's like, I mean, you think about
those rumors never really went near there. I mean, that was Robin Leach that started that, and it never. He actually deleted that article, so I don't think there's ever.
And then
really,
he died.
And then he died.
Aww.
I mean, it happens. It does. All of us are.
Happens to all of us.
That's why the rumors died as well.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
The Blackstone Group also, of course, bought the Cosmopolitan, if you remember, back in 2014 mm-hmm. for $1.73 billion. So New York financial giant that's been buying a lot of stuff here in Southern Nevada for many years. But I think it's kind of a testament to how well Vegas is doing, because you wouldn't think that Blackstone would make a bad investment, because that's kind of what they do. And so them buying up big casino properties here in Las Vegas, overall probably a strong indicator that things are on the positive outlook mm-hmm. for quite some time.
And we're seeing, you know, continued growth in the Las Vegas Valley. I mean, you go anywhere, even, you know, you look away from the Strip and you just look around your neighborhood. You look at the Strip malls that, you know, 6-7 years ago were completely empty. You know, we're here at Albertsons today at Blue Diamond and Decatur. And, you know, what was it, 7 years ago? You look at the Strip mall, half of the stuff wasn't here, not even, you know. This was an empty Strip mall, and up and down Rainbow or anywhere in the valley, you know, and now you drive by, it's hard to see commercial space is, you know, almost at an all-time high here in Las Vegas, and we continue to see the growth in the residential sector as well. You know, these are good indicators that things are good here in Las Vegas, but we've been fooled once. And so we're, you know, we're wishing, uh-huh. we're hoping for the best, but, you know, preparing for the worst.
We're older and wiser. You're preparing? You saving money?
My wife is.
Okay, good.
I was going to say.
But we got separate accounts, so and a prenup, so I don't know how I'm going to get at that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a trapper with a baby. You're going to have to give me alimony and child support.
Speaking of babies, how about this?
We're still married, but you still got to give it to me.
Within 2 years, they're saying that scientists could make a breakthrough to genetically engineer babies.
That is so bizarre to me. I would like a D1 athlete baby, please. Give me the strongest child.
This is like, I know we've joked about, you know, like, let's get, you know, like, use all the supplements, all the performance enhancing drugs to make, like, you know, like, certain sports just go buck ass wild, you know. But I think we, you know, we say that with a little bit of sarcasm behind that.
No, not me. I want to see a bunch of juiced up people fighting each other. Pride was awesome back in the day.
It was, but I don't like.
But those are also adults, like, choosing to do that, and that's different than, like, if you're genetically engineering your baby
and
because
your fetus. It's your fetus.
Because you want to have the perfect kid. Like, stop.
How
it.
Narcissistic and gross is that? Like,
that's
I
kind
need
of the
perfect child.
That's kind of the beauty of having a kid, is that you can. Like, you have to gamble on it, right?
But
like, it may turn out to be a little butthole.
I think that they're probably going to be doing this in more of, like, a, hey, like altering disease, maybe.
Yeah,
if
there's, like, a history of cancer and
right.
that sort of thing. I mean, but we start to get real. Things start to get real dicey when you start, you know, playing God at that point. You know,
they're not talking about, you know, the babies though. For disease, like mm-hmm.
they're talking about
way.
Like
they're actually calling them designer babies.
Yeah, this is like eugenics. This is like Nazi level eugenics.
Gross.
In a certain level, we're going to create the perfect race of children, and it's just like, let's chill out on that a little bit, guys. You know, but hey, if we can find a way to eliminate cancer, hell yes. That is something I feel like, you know, could do the world some good and would be amazing. But let's not try to create a race of superhumans. That's some bad stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, friends. Thank you.
Nice people stopping by out here at the Albertsons 4800 Blue Diamond. And dropping money in the three square box. Every single dollar that's donated, six meals for hungry kids right here in Las Vegas. So that's pretty great stuff, and we'll just keep the tally rolling. But thank you to people for coming by and being generous today.
Yeah, it's awesome. You don't have to take time out of your day, but we have seen lots of our fellow Las Vegans stop by and do that. And if you want to do the same, we're going to be out here all day. Decatur and Blue Diamond right in front of the Albertsons. You can say hello. I'll even take a picture with you.
Oh.
And not charge this time.
Oh, wow.
I'm in a given mood.
Well, if you were stopping by, we know you're not now, but thanks for the thought anyhow.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
We get the Redneck Report going today. Just want to thank everyone for stopping by that has so far. We're going to be out here throughout the rest of the show. Audrey's going to be out here throughout the afternoon. Bossy Rossi's going to be here as well. So up until 8 o'clock this evening, hanging out here at the Albertsons, Blue Diamond, and Decatur. And our good friend Alyssa Kelly from PR Plus just came by with a couple $100. That's a lot of meals for hungry kids right
Absolutely.
Here in the Las Vegas Valley. So.
You know, every $100, that's 600 meals for a family or a hungry kid here in the Las Vegas Valley. And big thanks to her for coming
that
out this morning.
That is the correct math.
I figured it out.
That's for every $100, and she gave a couple $100. I mean, we're talking like over 1,000 meals for hungry kids.
That's wild.
Exceptionally generous stuff. So thank you to Alyssa and all the other kind people that have stopped by today and said hello to us. But day is just beginning, so no excuses. Swing by, make a small donation or a large donation, whatever you're able to do. And we would love to hook you up with some coffee and some donuts and just say thank you as we all rally together to help out hungry kids here in the Las Vegas Valley for the Four Corners Food Drive.
And if today doesn't work out for you, we're going to be all around the Las Vegas Valley. If you're not in the southwest part of town, the reason we're calling it the Four Corners is because we are going to be at the Four Corners mm-hmm. of the Valley
yep.
Each different day. So we'll be doing this until Friday. And
going to be up north tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lots of chances for you to come by and say hello.
All right, so first up in today's Redneck Report, a guy by the name of Martin Skelly, 41, of St. Petersburg, Florida, was brought into the county detention center for having possession of a syringe that was loaded with meth early Saturday. So cool. Once there, after the 5-foot-9-inch-tall man was asked to take off all of his clothes, they found additional drugs on him. And you're like, well, how is that possible? An officer performed a deep body cavity search and found more meth.
How do you think they draw that, like you're going to get to do the deep body cavity search today? Do they play paper scissors? Yeah, I was going to say, is it paper, rock, scissors, or is it like the lowest guy on the totem pole
has
got to go digging?
You're going into the cavities. Yep. By all means, this guy had to not exactly do that, because that's what you'd normally think, right? In this case, it was in his belly button. So he is 5'9" and he is 380 pounds. So you
Ooh,
mentioned
a big boy.
How deep his belly button is. Yeah, it's deep enough for certainly him to hide some meth in it, and that's exactly what he did.
Oh, that's a big old belly button.
I mean,
it's a deep belly button.
Mm-hmm. Think you put like a can of soda in there?
Probably.
Like a koozie?
You think they had to like take the finger, stick it in the belly button, and just like rim it?
Oh.
Gross.
Like you're
so
putting
gross.
Salt on a margarita glass.
So South Dakota official gets slammed for a campaign to help tackle the state's drug epidemic, but they did it with a campaign about meth. We're on it. That's the slogan for the campaign. And we have some audio here of that actual commercial.
I'm on meth.
So am I.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on meth.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
They've spent $450,000 on this campaign. And the print ads are just as bad. They're just basically just stock photos that say, meth, I'm on it. That
I'm
audio commercial.
On meth.
Like, how do you spend $500,000 on this piece of, you know, this giant turd of a campaign?
Can you imagine if you're an actor and your agent calls you and they're like, hey, you got the gig. And they're like, for what? They're like, you're the meth guy. You're the 7-year-old
meth
guy.
Meth.
You're the South Dakota meth guy.
Well, and also,
a big break.
Listen to that piano, Dave. It's very dramatic.
I'm on meth.
It actually just sounds like one kid who's just playing the same key.
That was a pretty good take, Arthur, but let's do it one more time. One more time.
I'm on meth.
Yeah, there you go. That was the one. Princeton.
I want to know who he knows at that ad agency.
For years, a guy by the name of Bruce M. Bagley has taught at the University of Miami. He's one of the nation's foremost experts on money laundering. And anyone want to guess what he got busted for?
Would it be money laundering?
That's
right. College professor and the author of the book Drug Trafficking, Organized Crime, and the Violence in the Americas Today allegedly opened bank accounts for the express purpose of laundering money for corrupt foreign nationals.
If he just got arrested for money laundering, would you call him the foremost expert on money laundering? Because I feel like if you're the foremost expert on money laundering, you are not going to get arrested for money laundering.
Yeah, can you just take the stand and be like, nope, that's not money laundering.
I'm the expert. I'm an expert witness here.
Yep. No money laundering going on here.
I don't know if that's
I'm on meth.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Cover your ears.
So cute as we get into cover your ears. Young lady has just stopped by. What's your name?
What's her name?
Jersey.
She just came over and dropped some money into the box for our friends over at Three Square. Every single dollar is six meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. And just, again, the sweetest thing to see. How old is she?
She's a little three-year-old
coming over and dropping some money for other kids here in Las Vegas. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
very
Jersey. Sweet.
Enjoy your enormous chocolate donuts.
Yeah, I was going to say, that chocolate donut is big as her head.
Here's a bunch of sugar.
I don't know if her mom wanted us to give her a donut. We're like, here, kid.
We've got coffee. We've got coffee, too.
Yeah. let's get her a puppy as well.
Oh, no.
Mom's like, no way, no on the puppy.
That's really sweet, though. So thank you guys for coming by today. Thank you, Jersey. We appreciate you.
That's 60 meals. Yeah. No. Wait.
You with the math. It's bad.
120 meals. 120 meals.
We had a
math is hard.
Gage come by earlier today as well.
On his way to school.
Sweet little kid who came by. He said he loves playing tipsier toddler in the car on the way to school, but he made a donation with his dad, so awesome to see them as well.
Yeah, it's nice. It's I question their parenting because they listen to us, but you know,
it's fine.
You offset it by doing something good for the community.
That's right. We give you donuts in return. So we're hanging out at 4800.
Jack your kids up on sugar.
Blue Diamond and Decatur. We're going to be out here all day today raising funds for Three Square. Thank you to everyone that's already come by, and let's keep it rolling. Keep those donations coming. Right now, Andrew is joining us here on the show. What's up, Andrew? How you doing, man?
How's it going? I'm all right.
So you're a fan of alternative music, obviously. We've got your chance to win some tickets to go see Post Malone when it comes to Las Vegas. MGM Grand Garden Arena, Friday, November 22nd, is when tickets go on sale for that show. The actual show is happening on March 14th, but tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. Your chance to win them before you can buy them, if you're able to figure out what these songs are. So these are all popular songs that you've heard a bunch of times over the years. You're looking for the artist and the song. If you get both correct today, then we're going to set you up with the tickets, and you have to do that at least two out of the three times. So a total of 2 points out of the three songs, and you win, okay?
Okay.
You got it, Andrew.
So we're going to play you 30 seconds of each song and let the full 30 seconds play out, and then you can make your guess. Here is song number one in Cover Your Ears. Good luck.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
Ooh, that is beautiful.
Woo.
And the guitar work there. I mean, like a modern-day Eddie Van Halen.
For sure.
Woo. All right, Andrew, what do you got?
You know Betancourt, man, from Extreme. That's at least. We're talking about that level of guitar playing ability.
That one was Weezer, Beverly Hills, yeah?
Full point, yeah. Good job, man.
Yeah, Andrew.
So on to the second one here, you can actually win it outright if you're able to get a full point on this second one. Best of luck. It's Cover Your Ears.
Someday. When my life has passed me by, I'll lay around and wonder why you were always there for me. One way, in the eyes of a passerby, I'll look around for another try.
That is 30 seconds right there.
Beautiful, beautiful. For the win, what do you got for us, Andrew?
Was it Sugar Ray Sunday?
You did it. Two for two. Congratulations to you,
man. Yeah, you didn't get a good one at all, did you?
Andrew, you're going to see Post Malone coming to Las Vegas, going to be over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on March 14th.
You're a
cheating bitch. What are you talking about? He's not cheating.
That's right.
He knows his Sugar Ray.
No, he doesn't. No, you don't. You go, is that? Nah, man, you cheated. That's fine.
Oh, my gosh. You're
ill-gotten gains. Yeah, I hope you feel bad about yourself,
Andrew. I hope you have a wonderful time at the show.
Yeah, man. Well,
Honey's just an angry old lady.
No, I'm not. Everybody listening knows you cheated.
No.
Andrew, don't you listen to him.
You hear that? You hear that laugh?
Is that a guilty laugh?
That is a guilty laugh.
March 14th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Tickets aren't even on sale yet. Congratulations,
I hate
man.
You.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we're hanging out today, and we're raising some funds with our friends at Three Square. $1 equals 6 meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. So swing on through, say hello. We're at the Albertsons, Blue Diamond, and Decatur. We're going to be out here all day today at this location, and we're bouncing around the city, as you said, Mahoney. So we're going to be all in different parts of the city throughout the week, so we'd love to have you swing by and make a donation, especially coming up on the holidays, obviously. You know, never want any kids to be going hungry across the Las Vegas Valley. But certainly around the holidays, a little extra giving is nice, and this is an excellent way to do it. There's no more efficient organization when it comes to their buying power, and they do a great job keeping the money locally here for the kids in the Valley.
Yeah, we've worked with Three Square, you know, for years and years and years now at this point. And what they do for the families who are in need here in the Valley is a great thing. And we appreciate everybody who's come out and made a donation, either of cash or of food so far. And, you know, it goes a really, really long way. It's amazing. Like, could you imagine stretching a dollar into three, let alone six entire meals? That's wild.
No, that's insane.
2,316 meals raised so far this morning, so we'd love to have you come out and make a donation as well. Again, right here at Blue Diamond and Decatur, we'd love to get to, you know, the point of having 5,000 meals that we raised throughout the morning today, and then this continues throughout the day too. So, you know, our friends from the radio station, including, hate to call him that, Bossy Rossi, going to be out here this afternoon, and Audrey's hanging out as well throughout the midday. So.
Yep.
Love to see
you down.
So some top stories for you. A couple of DMV workers accused of taking bribes to let people skip the lines and fees, according to a South Carolina official. I actually like this. Not the part about skipping fees, because that seems dirty,
right? Oh, skipping fees?
Yeah.
No,
but
that's not cool.
Skipping the line? Like,
I'll pay for it. What do I need to pay so I don't have to hang out at the DMV?
I'll pay a lot of money.
Yes.
Investigators accused one of the people of taking $200 cash in exchange for transferring the title of a mobile home into somebody else's name.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And there was one of the guys that paid $1 so he could skip the line. I'm like,
$1? Will you slide him a one? What is it? You're like doing the
Applebee's? Like, what are you talking about?
Dude, you can't even get a table at Applebee's for a dollar, man. You slip that to the host. Get out of here. They'll send you over to Cracker Barrel at that point. Yeah. Nah, man, that ain't cool. But
did
$200.
Did you just defame Cracker Barrel like that?
Well, that's the only thing.
Are you saying Cracker Barrel is lower on the pecking order than Applebee's?
I don't think
I would disagree. I would disagree.
I don't correct at all.
I like them both.
Yeah.
Give me that dollarita.
So a woman got...
Don't act like you're too good to go get a $1 margarita at Applebee's.
A woman from New Jersey was at an Aldi store, and they accused her of carrying a fake baby to steal yogurt, which is like, no, this is a real baby. The cashier said that her baby was fake and that she was using it in an attempt to smuggle yogurts out of the store.
Oh, my.
The woman, despite being fatigued from staying up all night with a two-month-old daughter, responded and said, no, this is actually a very real baby. She posted a picture of herself smiling while holding a sleeping baby in front of the store's sign. Thanks for the laugh, she wrote in a Facebook group. My baby is 100% real. Yogurts are like 25 cents at Aldi, and I'm lactose intolerant. So thanks for accusing me of stealing your 25-cent yogurt, lady, but no, it's not happening. Experts claim that
would you take the yogurt and just put it into if I'm trying to think of
the fake baby up with yogurt and then just take it home and just
I'm so confused.
like a ketchup bottle
and do one of those fake baby diapers. That's disgusting.
Oh god.
Experts claim that shopping addiction is a mental illness.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you agree?
It's really hard out here. Mm-hmm. It's really hard out here.
I think anything can become a mental, you know, like a, there's a, I wouldn't say shopping addiction is illness.
Is it just impulsivity?
But yeah, addiction as a whole, without a doubt.
It's just an extreme form of craving. So they say about 5% of adults in developed countries, about 2.5 million people, have some form of what they call BSD, which is buying shopping disorder.
Okay, that's a little dramatic. Okay. I think that the impulsiveness comes along with a lot of mental health issues. That's actually one of the, like, I mean, it just happens. With depression, you become more impulsive in nature. You're going to buy things. You're going to do things. You're going to go out and probably go and, you know, be a glutton for a day or not.
It's like drinking or gambling
Or
just, you know, or food or any of these things where you use it to, as a comfort for something that is lacking in your life or something that you feel that, like, you are missing. So that's where you turn to. I think we all have those things that we turn to. And I think, you know, I don't think there's a excuse that, like, you know, if you have a problem, some people are just bad with money too, yep. You know, and I don't think that, like, trying to say that everybody who spends too much money is mentally ill. I think that's a very broad statement to make.
And very
kind
dangerous.
Of, it kind of, like, takes away from, like, actually what mental illness is.
I think so too.
In a way as well. So I think it's a little bit silly to, you know, like, try to classify it that way.
Well, if a yogurt-filled baby is not your thing, but a ranch-filled Christmas stocking is, good news.
Oh.
What a transition, huh? 52 ounces of ranch dressing in a Christmas stocking, that is a real thing from Hidden Valley this holiday season. They're selling a Christmas stocking that is filled with 52 ounces of ranch.
I feel like Ian would really like that after watching him beer bong.
Oh, sorry. That was me throwing up. Sorry about that.
Vat of ranch.
How stiff is that stocking?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
Four Corners Food Drive going on right now. We are hanging out here at the Albertsons, 4800 Blue Diamond and Decatur. We're going to be out here throughout the day today up until 8 o'clock. Members from the X107.5 team going to be out here, and we want to thank everyone that's already swung by and made a donation. Our friends from Three Square are here. You can bring cans and non-perishable food items, but really cash goes the furthest. They have incredible buying power. They have a corporate matching partner. So every single dollar that you donate equals 6 meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. So if you think that a $5 bill can buy a kid lunch for an entire month, that's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. Unreal. Yep.
So we're going to be out here again all throughout the day today. And then tomorrow we're going to be up in the north part of the city. 7151 West Craig Road is where we're going to be tomorrow. So we're going to be at the Albertsons up there. Again, 7151 West Craig Road, so the north part of town. So if you're not able to make it down here, tomorrow we are headed up north. Look forward to seeing you up there as well. Some top stories for you today. Seattle police captain is arrested in undercover prostitution sting, which I imagine will make things a little bit awkward at the office.
Ew, boy. Can you come back from that if you're a captain?
You know, I don't know. 31-year-old veteran for the Seattle Police Department. He was arrested by his fellow officers during a sting late Wednesday.
He's only 31 and he's a captain?
No, he's 31. He's been on the force for 31. He's 53, but you know that he's got to be a real jerk. Like, if they see him and they're not like, hey, man.
Hey.
Well, it was his own sting. Like, it was his undercover operation, and they were like, wait, hold up.
Maybe they're like, is that Randall? That's Randall. Oh, man.
Like you walk in and you see another cop that you know.
He's like, I'm undercover. I'm undercover, guys.
But Randall offered $40 to an undercover officer who was posing as a prostitute, and then he was arrested on the spot.
$40?
$40. A male prostitute?
No. He just offered $40 to an undercover officer who is posing as a prostitute.
If you're a 31-year veteran of a police department, you know, you're pretty damn close. I'm not sure what Seattle's are, but, like, here in Las Vegas, it's like, what, 26 or 30 years, then you can call it a career and you can get your pension. And you're a captain, so you're making a pretty big salary to begin with. Mm-hmm. Threw that all away for $40.
And also, like, if you set up police stings,
you should know how it goes.
You should know what it looks like.
Yes.
Like, this is all a little fishy.
Like, no, this is a donation. This is not.
I'm undercover too. I was just seeing if you were.
What if you tried to pull the old?
I'm
a double agent. I just want to make sure that you weren't really going to take the $40.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
That is and also
what can
we
even get for $40?
Also, can we just stop it with this too? Can we just legalize it across the country and just have the police start doing other things, like, you know, not trying to get lonely 53-year-old dudes who are trying to get laid arrested, you know? It's just so stupid.
So a man made a large bank withdrawal and then got robbed at his house by the teller at the bank.
Oh, that's
no
dirty.
Way.
This is pretty awesome.
That is so dirty.
Maryland authorities say a bank teller went to the home of a man who made a large withdrawal earlier in the day to rob him. It was a 78-year-old guy.
Oh, man.
Deputies determined that he was assaulted and robbed by the 19-year-old named Nathan, because, of course, Nathan would
God,
do that.
I hope bad things happen to this dude.
There was somebody else that was able to intervene during the home invasion, thankfully. Tried to run away, and he was seen on the doorbell camera because, of course, there's a doorbell camera.
Good for that guy.
Helped detectives to track him down. He was arrested at work on Thursday back at the bank.
So he went back to the bank.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world? So he just went to go assault somebody and then just showed back up at work like nothing was happening? That is a sociopath.
A 78-year-old guy, too, by, you know, a 19-year-old kid. Like, if you're,
that's horrible.
He's feeble. That is hard.
If you're going after a 78-year-old guy, you deserve all the bad things that are coming to you.
Absolutely. Put him in
man.
Jail.
I hope you become somebody's girlfriend.
Oh. Oh, my.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. In prison.
Or out. Whichever.
Whatever. Nah, man. Like that dude, like, bad things need to happen. Like, you attack a 78-year-old guy who's, you know, like, that's the thing. Like, when you're that old and you're living on, like, a fixed income as well, like, man, that is the lowest of the low. You do not belong in the society that we live in.
Nope. Okay, you tell me if that's more of an offense or more of an offense by these two women. A 21-year-old and 19-year-old get arrested after allegedly stealing guinea pigs from a pet store.
Where did they hide the guinea pigs when they stole them? That's the question.
Richard Gere's like, I got some ideas.
Oh, gosh. Those are gerbils, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's such
it's not even true. It's
just, like, what a bad, like, who started that rumor, like, 25 years ago, and how has it still stuck
around?
How
has Richard Gere not just been like, that never happened?
Well, because how do you provide proof? Like, how do you provide proof for that? Like, you can simply say no, but people are going to go, ha ha.
But you
maybe.
Sure about that? My little gerbil.
Oh, what do they do with the guinea pigs, though?
What would you do with stolen guinea pigs? Police say a store clerk followed the woman out of the store to try to get the guinea pigs back. In the parking lot, one of the women threw one of the guinea pigs at the store clerk, and the other drove over the store clerk's foot with her car. The clerk and the guinea pig thrown from the car are expected to be okay.
Oh,
not funny,
no.
But kind of funny at the same time, thinking about that one lady, hurt, like, her diversion. She was trying to, like,
chuck the guinea pig at her.
Let's get away.
That you poor throw guinea pig's like, oh, Jesus.
You throw it like a hand grenade
like
or
a grenade,
football.
Like a
sure.
football, right?
Yeah, you gotta, like,
baseball?
Them.
Like a baseball. Yeah, yeah, oh, you gotta cock the leg up and really.
Poor gerbil.
Yeah, it's not a gerbil. It's a guinea
pig. It's a guinea pig.
Same thing.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Go and roll there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm not high, guys, I swear, but I've been stuck on this question for a while. So if man evolved from monkeys and apes, why do we still have monkeys and apes? You got to help me out.
Message deleted.
That's a fair question.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, just kidding. It's a terrible question.
Because everything evolves differently. You know, we were the subset of that species that broke off.
We're the hairless ones.
Well, we evolved over the time, and there's times that monkeys that just didn't, and apes that did not.
Because they didn't need to.
They didn't need to. They're happy, man. You know,
they're happy in that subset category.
Think about how many dumb happy people that you know. They don't need to evolve.
They're not dumb.
Into a
they
higher
just can't
being.
Talk.
Well, no, not the monkeys. I'm just talking about humans. Like, think about how many dumb, happy people that you know. I know a lot of them. Like, they're just perfectly content, just like coasting through life. They don't need to evolve into something. They don't need to go to college and get an education in order to be happy.
They don't need to better themselves. Also, I wish I was a
pack of natty light.
I wish I was as strong as a silverback gorilla, man.
I'm glad you're not.
Like, dude, think about a silverback gorilla just punching you in the face.
You plus that strength would be very scary.
God, that would be I would be an alpha predator, man. You'd be best watch yourself.
Please leave a message after the tone.
That's evolution.
Hey guys, do you have any strange job interview stories?
I had one a couple of years ago at this company. I only worked for like 6 months. But during the interview, they actually got on my Facebook page and started asking questions about my family. It was weird.
Message deleted.
That is incredibly inappropriate.
So when I did that TV show with Chris Jericho, that one for Sci-Fi Network.
The Robot Combat Robot League, which Combat was League. Way before its time.
Way before its time.
I mean, I feel like that should have been a smash hit.
Got canceled after one season.
It didn't get canceled. It just didn't get renewed.
It's kind of no, canceled. Man. Whatever.
It's like getting fired versus getting laid off.
But whenever, sure. Whenever that show was going through, like they were doing background checks to make sure that people that they were hiring weren't total creeps or something. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is like, hey, we need you to accept this company called Debbie Checkers onto your Facebook page so they can go through and comb through everything and see if there's anything incriminating. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm good.
No.
I'm good on that.
They're like, well, you have to. It's required. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And there's nothing even
don't
on
hire
there.
Me
You've
then.
Got like, a boring Facebook page.
Yeah, there's no.
It's like,
what the hell?
It was before you were married, and it was like.
Oh, my gosh. You just called
it. And like, you didn't
boring.
Have any kids.
It was boring.
Yeah, I feel it was just like
drunk,
lively.
It was just
some
drunk,
pictures,
drunk
are,
pictures of me and
oh,
Dave.
Just, that's not boring.
That's the only thing that was on there.
You had fantastic pictures, man.
I mean, that was on there, but. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say there wasn't anything salacious. You weren't, your political views weren't posted on there. You
never,
know, it was
never,
it,
ever.
Yeah, you know, you weren't espousing how much you hate religion.
Nope,
you know,
nope.
You weren't making, you know, like the
Jeez, he's gonna get called
the Twin Towers was an inside job. No, so was Pearl Harbor. None of that. There was no conspiracy theories.
Is there a conspiracy theory that Pearl Harbor was an inside job?
Well, yeah, that FDR knew that it was going. Oh. You know, that Pearl Harbor was going
to
attack.
But.
To answer your question as well, I would say every interview I've been on in the last 15 years for radio has been a non-traditional one. All you do is you go to a bar and you're drunk, and if you can remain mostly sober, you get the job.
Yeah, if you don't get embarrassingly drunk, you get the job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Please leave a message
That's
after
Audrey
the tone.
The job.
Hey, I heard Audrey talking about this, but I crop dust my dog all the time too. I think he had enough of it the other night because when he woke up and he stormed out of the room, and that was like 4 days ago, and he still hasn't looked me in the eyes.
Message deleted.
Are you insinuating that I'm the one crop dusting my dogs, or my dogs are crop dusting me, or my husband is just bombing the entire house? Because I'm not crop dusting my dogs.
Yeah, I was like, did you admit that you crop dusted your dogs?
I don't think so.
I think he got his wires crossed.
I get Dutch ovened by my husband and my dogs. On the daily.
Well, because you sleep under the covers.
Yes.
I feel like that's partially your fault, though.
Okay, I get
like,
it.
How do you, like, you know, just get, like, one of those, like, blackout masks so you can keep your head above.
It's like the comfort. I like being, like, almost, like, remembering that I was once upon a fetus. Like, I just like being, like, totally buried.
Have you thought about getting your own comforter, though? Like, you both have separate comforters.
I like touching my husband. I like him being there. Like
but
in
you
my
could still touch him, but
dog.
You just would have your head under a completely separate fart-free
zone. I feel like
zone.
I'm really making a lot of excuses just to, like, get buried in farts all day. I don't know.
I mean, you live
this
your life. We're not telling you how to live your life.
Yeah.
You do whatever makes you happy.
I really don't know
all
what's
you do is tell other people how to live their lives. What are you talking about?
Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Do what you do to be happy. And if that's like smelling your husband's farts every night on the reg, then then you do.
I like
you,
how she blames it on her husband. Like Audrey's over here dropping them too, and she's acting like it's not happening.
No,
like,
I don't.
No,
fart.
That was the dog.
I don't ever fart.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How long did it take until that happened
to
in
fart?
Your relationship?
Like 2 seconds.
For you to fart.
Oh, no, way longer. Andrew was dropping bombs because he can't smell, so he never knew.
Can't smell?
Nope.
Oh, there's so much to unpack there.
All right.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a little follow-up here. You remember that story about the guy who's getting the $2 million settlement because he went in for a circumcision, but they accidentally gave him a vasectomy instead?
Whoa, yeah.
What happened to it?
Well, he got some of his settlement snipped off, if you will. It's going from $2 million down to $1.4 million because I guess he filled out some forms incorrectly, so it's partially his fault.
But he could. But wasn't there like a language barrier or something that was going on like that? So how is he supposed to?
I mean, that's still. I feel like even if you filled out the form slightly incorrectly, you know, you still you can't reverse what happened there.
You have to go back and actually, as the doctor, ask if this is correct. If there's any type of.
I mean, you can kind of reverse it. I mean, they gave him a vasectomy inadvertently. So,
yeah, I mean, but can't you? I mean, it depends on the kind of vasectomy, right?
I guess, yeah, I don't know.
And there still could be complications on top of that as well.
So Nike is going to stop selling merchandise directly to Amazon as part of its push to sell more directly to consumers, the company confirmed. I don't know. I found that, I mean, because I really am a big fan of Amazon. I'm also a big fan of Nike. Mm-hmm. And I found that the process of buying Nikes is just way better when you just do it through their app. It's not like you get them cheaper when you go on Amazon.
No.
So, I mean, their app is so good. You can sit there and, like, customize shoes now how you want, all right there on the app, and it's the push of a button. So this one didn't actually bother me at all.
I feel like, and I wonder if you guys feel the same, if I were to buy Nikes on Amazon, I feel like they're like the bootleg version. Like, I don't feel like I'm going to be getting, like, an actual Nike shoe. I feel like it's going to be, like, some kind of thing wrong with it.
My spidey sense goes off. If the deal looks too good, then, chances are the deal is too good, you know, and you're going to get some sort of bootleg whatever. So that's one of the biggest problems I would say I have with Amazon, outside of all the, you know, eavesdropping and spying and that sort of stuff that they've been doing with Alexa over the last couple of years. But the bootleg merchandise and the knockoff merchandise, because they need to vet their
third parties.
Yeah, they need to vet those guys way better than they do currently, because, you know, if you can't trust what you're buying off of something, then, you know, where's the trust in that in that platform?
So a new survey of about 2,000 employed Americans found the vast majority, 79%, say they feel happier when they have a regular exercise routine.
Lies.
But while that road to happiness seems easy enough, finding the time and the energy is what everyone has a problem with, right? So it's like by the time you get done with the work, you're like, look, even if I do have the energy, like mentally I'm just too exhausted to think about adding another task to the end of the day, or especially if you have kids, like there's just always something to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you guys, but like I always find excuses. I'm like, oh, well, I'll just do this first. And then all of a sudden the sun starts setting. And then I'm like,
it's too dark now.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have you found that when since having your kids that you're working out less, or is it about the same as what it was beforehand?
I'm streaky. So it depends. Like at the beginning of the year, I was like, you know, all motivated and getting X number of workouts in, you know, per month. And uh-huh. I had like a little system.
New year, new me.
Uh-huh. But, you know, as that, you know, now it's like, oh, the holidays are coming up, you know, I'm just going to relax a little bit. And so I don't want to blame it on the kids, because the kids definitely are not the sole thing. But for me, it's
when it comes to allotting time.
Yeah.
You know, because like I'm thinking about that. You know, I've recently, because I was looking at my my phone usage, and we've done this on the show a couple times over the last few months, looking at our phone time usage. I'm now a week without Facebook.
Congratulations.
And I'm one full day without Instagram.
You're so brave.
Somebody had to do it.
Week clean.
But that is an extra. I look between the two of those. That's an extra like 13 hours a week.
13 hours. That you're,
so what are you going to do? Wow. Are you going to start working out again?
I think I'm going to nap more.
Nap more? You're going to nap 13 hours a week?
Yeah, man.
What the?
You can never have enough.
You're going to start napping an additional 2 hours a day?
Well, you know. Not quite 2 hours.
Oh, boy.
Hour and 45 minutes a day.
Okay.
Tack it on there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm curious to see. Like, I've cut out that, and I'm keeping Twitter. I don't know if I'm going to cut Twitter yet
but I'm
doing my best. We'll see.
Twitter feels like you actually get information from Twitter.
I mean, I do. That's like I've
Facebook is garbage. Instagram is all vanity. Like at least with Twitter, you're finding out what's going on.
If you curate your feed to the proper way, so we'll see. You know, after as the weeks go along, maybe I will feel so much more
happier
and invigorated because I have all this extra time that I'm not just sucking away from.
You're gonna start working out?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Let's walk together.
Oh, man, it's getting hot.
Inside. Let's walk inside.
It's getting hot. It's November.
Well, I'm sitting out here in the sun right now. I'm sweating.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
Whatever,
I mean, tomorrow
you're acting
like
you're not
degrees.
Hot.
Okay, I'm a little warm right now. It's the direct sun.
I'm wearing black.
Uh huh.
The heat's soaking in.
So you should have worn your Tommy Bahama shirt.
I'd be sweating in it.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to do that. It's like $6 to dry clean. You got that kind of money?
Yeah, you do. You spent $1,100 on a bunch of Tommy Bahama shirts. You can take ahead and dry clean.
About $4,000.
About $4,000.
I mean, if you average them out to about $50 each, and then you're looking at about 50 of them. Oh, yeah, that's $2,500. But you know, some of them I paid over $100 for.
You know, $4,000, do you know how many meals I could buy for Hungry Kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley?
Yeah. Absolutely.
24,000 meals for Hungry Kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. 24,000.
Is that right, Mahoney?
That is right. I mean, that math checks out. You should come down here. We're at Decatur and Blue Diamond. The Albertsons here. We're here until 10 o'clock. Audrey's going to be here until 3. And then Bossy Rossi will be here from whatever time he's on the radio. None of us really keep track of that.
He's going to be here after 3.
He's on the radio?
Maybe.
Huh.
Says he is.
Sure.
He is on the radio, guys.
Oh.
Well, come down here. We're going to be all around the Las Vegas Valley. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be broadcasting from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Albertsons on Craig Road and Tanea right there. So on the north side of town, you can come say hello to us.
7151 West Craig, yeah.
You know, we get it that this is a long drive for you if you live a little bit further up north or in that Centennial area.
Yep, so come say hello if you're down south. And then tomorrow, we're up north. We appreciate you helping to support our friends at 3 Square. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it's time for another show. But before we play today's question, just want to say thank you to everyone that's gone out of their way today to swing by and make a donation. So far today, just throughout the morning, 4,218 meals raised for hungry kids here in the Vegas Valley. And this is just the start of it. So all day today, throughout the rest of the day, going to be here at the Albertsons at Blue Diamond and Decatur. And that's going to go until 8 o'clock this evening. And following that, we're going to be out tomorrow again. And 7151 West Craig and Tanea.
North Tanea, yep.
Yeah, is where we're going to be tomorrow. So if you're in the north part of town, we'd love to have you swing by and say hello. Again, another opportunity to help hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley, partnering up with our great friends over at 3 Square. And, again, it's amazing what they're able to do with the money that's donated. So $1 goes a long way. And that leads us right into our question today for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Blue Diamond Indicator at the Albertsons raising funds for our friends at 3 Square through the Four Corners Food Drive. We welcome you to stop by, say hello. For every dollar that you're able to donate, that equals meals for hungry kids. So that's the question. A little actual like pop quiz with some valuable information as opposed to just what Mahoney had for lunch yesterday. 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer is going to get set up with some tickets for a really great show. So the Intersect Festival is coming to Las Vegas really soon, actually. December 6th and 7th going to be 2 days. And artists like the Foo Fighters and Beck, Spoon, Churches, and more all going to be together here in Las Vegas. Intersectfest.com is where tickets are available. But 2-day general admission tickets to go see all of those bands if you are the first person in with the correct answer.
I had the chance of checking out Beck and Spoon over the summer and absolutely killed it. Do not sleep on Spoon. Get there early enough to see Spoon. I promise you they are amazing live. That is one of the many bands that you're going to want to see there live.
702-791-1075. First person in with the correct answer is going to get set up today. We got somebody on hold there, Ian?
Yes, we do.
Okay. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Julio.
What's your name?
Julio, yeah.
Julio, what's the correct answer, yeah, man? How many meals for $1?
Six meals.
Six meals is correct. Congratulations to you. You get some tickets for Intersect Fest. And just to reiterate, every single dollar that gets donated equals six meals. So we had some very generous people stop by today.
Absolutely.
Somebody able to drop off $100. Another person able to drop off $200. I mean, that's 1,200 meals.
Right there.
And I love seeing the kids coming out, the parents bringing their kids out, you know, yep, before school. That is great. You know, just teaching that, helping out people who are in need is being a great part of our community that is here in Las Vegas.
And teaching your kids,
yep,
that it's really important to give back to your community.
It is. Bet.
So Audrey's going to be hanging out throughout the day today. Bossy Rossi coming up later this afternoon. We appreciate you being with us right here. Albertsons, Blue Diamond, and Decatur, thank you guys for being so generous this morning, getting us over 4,200 meals in the first couple of hours. X107.5.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love. more time now. Home means Nevada to me.